Governor Snyder announced today, along with the majority leaders of the state, House, and Senate, that right-to-work bills will be introduced in the state legislature. The legislation is being called the Workplace Equity and Fairness Act. It would cover all workers in the state. So that means both public and private, with a big exception, except for police officers and firefighters. So essentially, this means union membership would now be voluntary. It lets workers at unionized companies opt out of paying membership dues. Protesters have filled the halls in the rotunda of the state capitol as lawmakers prepare to vote on the measures. Joining me now, Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta, the co-hosts of It's Just Politics here on Michigan Radio, to look at what's going on in Lansing. Zoe here in the studio, and Rick, you're at the ground right there in Lansing. Lots and lots of activity. What is the mood right now in Lansing?
Well, I'm standing in the rotunda of the capital city, and you can hear the people who are around me who are yelling. And what they're yelling is, let them in, because what's happened is the building managers and the state police have basically closed off access to the building. So where before, you know, there were lots and lots of people, now it really, you know, just in terms of the actual numbers, kind of resembles a typical session day. And so, legislative Democrats say that they've gone to court to get an order to have the Capitol reopened. The state police say that it's a safety issue, and so that's why they're limiting the access. But, you know, I spoke to a state police inspector earlier today who also said, we are not going to have a Wisconsin here.
Now, we have heard reports of tear gas being used.
Well, not tear gas, but pepper spray or something a lot like it was used to subdue some of the protesters who basically charged the state police troopers who were guarding the entrance to the state Senate. And, you know, they used the things that you know, police officers used to subdue them, including something a lot like pepper spray. I have not confirmed an exact number, but I've heard four people may have been charged with disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, something like that.
All right. So, Zoe, I want to turn to you. Sure. Put this all into context. Why now and what's behind all of this?
Well, that is the $64,000 question. For weeks, we have been hearing Governor Snyder say right to work, not on his agenda. Mm-hmm. Then late a couple evenings ago, Governor Snyder came out and said it is on the agenda, meaning well, someone's agenda. Obviously, what happened was it got brought onto his agenda now. And just this morning, as you mentioned, Cindy, the governor came out with Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville and with the House Speaker Jace Bulger, both Republicans, and said, we are introducing this legislation. Here it is. It's now on everyone's agenda, at least the Republicans who are in charge agenda.
Yeah, kind of over the space of 48 hours, it went from not on my agenda to on the agenda to now it's on my agenda.
Is this not so much a matter of Democrat versus Republican, but Republican versus Republican?
No, it's largely Democrat versus Republican. Unions are a core part of the Democratic coalition, and so Democrats have said that they will do everything that they can legally do to try and stop this from happening. And already there's talk of, you know, what happens, you know, if and when, and it certainly seems to be a question of when at this point, right to work becomes law. That they're talking about targeting vulnerable Republicans for recall. This will probably be immune to a referendum. We can talk about that later. But that doesn't mean that unions couldn't go to the ballot to try to initiate a law or even amend the state constitution to try and repeal right to work after it's been passed.
Right. But I do think, Cindy, that what you're doing, you're bringing up a really important question here, which is what we've seen and why there was this dynamic of sort of is he, meaning Governor Snyder, mm-hmm. will he, won't, is he going to say yes to right to work, or is he at least going to sort of show that this is what's going to happen? And it was an intra-party Republican, what is going to go on here? I mean, when you've got the majority in both chambers, in the executive branch, you're going to see some intra-party issues, some
friction.
Some friction. And so the GOP that's further to the right, Governor Snyder, who tends to be more center, who has not wanted to focus on these sort of controversial issues. Mm-hmm. He's all about kind of that positive, relentless action, not wanting to be divisive. And so when I think you say is this sort of, Republicans versus Republicans, there was a lot of that. And I think what you're seeing here is the Republicans who tend to be farther to the right are getting their way. And it's not, let's remember, it's not just right to work during this lame duck session that we're seeing them get their way, that there are a couple other really controversial issues right now that Republicans, because they're in the majority, are able to push through.
So what do you both think? Go ahead.
Zoe, exactly nailed it. That Republican versus Republican friction, as Zoe said, is now past tense. It was. That there was almost this kind of east-west divide where West Michigan Republicans were really gung-ho on getting right to work, especially after Proposal 2 was rejected by voters just a month ago. Whereas, Southeast Michigan and Southeast Michigan business people were a little more sanguine about it. They were like, we've learned to live with unions. We've learned to work with our unions. That it's not as big, it's not as big an issue for us as a lot of other things. And so now we seem to be, seeing some horse trading. Certainly one of the big issues is some kind of mass transit system for Southeast Michigan, creating an authority to get that rolling. And now it's, Republicans versus Democrats. The governor, he tried to put this off. He didn't want it to happen. Unions actually thought that whatever other differences they might have, that at the very least when it came to right to work, they had a friend in a firewall in Rich Snyder. And, today, needless to say, they're sad and mad about that.
So what do you think, Zoe, what will Governor Snyder get in return for this?
Well, and I think that is what everyone's trying to understand right now, that what the governor often says, as we've liked to talk about, particularly mm-hmm. on Just Politics, is those words, not on my agenda. And yet what we're seeing with the governor, we can remember the helmet law repeal that he says, no, I don't want to have to deal with this. And yet when his fellow Republicans actually do, then put it on his desk, he signs it, or at least says he's about to in terms of right to work. I think Rick probably has maybe some of the insider game about what's being traded right now. I think one really interesting thing to note, though, is that, not all of this, not just right to work, the emergency manager law, these aren't things that are happening in just sort of these rooms by themselves. These are all working together, these mechanics. And so lawmakers right now are talking and going, well, I'll vote for this bill if maybe you're going to be more willing to look at these bills about education reform. And I'm going to be more willing to say, okay, about personal property tax if maybe I will give you a vote to right to work. So in terms of lawmakers, what's going on right now is it's, if you can sort of see these mechanics of people just sort of going, how is this relationship going to work? What am I going to get? What are you going to get? And how is it going to work? In terms of what Snyder is going to get, I would go to Rick and say, what is in this for the governor?
Well, for conservative Republicans for whom right to work is kind of the holy grail, that, they're coming across and saying, if we can make this thing happen, or if we can make it happen more easily than we would otherwise, maybe we would be willing to vote for things that before we wouldn't be supportive of. Southeast Michigan mass transit, for example, that authority is something that just came up. But it really seems like, in some respects, it was Governor Snyder who was trying to cut the best deal he could once it became evident that right to work in the Republican-led House and the Republican-led Senate, that in the legislature, right to work had reached critical mass, and it was going forward, and something was coming his way.
Let me ask you this, so I start with you.
Yeah.
What price do you think that Governor Snyder might pay? There's a lot of unhappy people now in Michigan.
There are, but this is what is so smart about all of this, is that the price to pay is less to do it now, that the price would have even been bigger once there's a new legislative session, because let's remember, the next election, November 2014, the entire House, the Senate, the governor, the state attorney general, tell the Secretary of State everyone is up for re-election. Everyone is starting
everyone
to...
Everyone who's not term limited out.
Thank you. Exactly. Right. The seats that are open, the people who can run again, who most likely obviously will. You know, that is what now, if you can even believe it, I know it was just November last month, we just had an election, but these people are already looking ahead. And I think for a lot of them, they're going, let's get the dirty work done now, much like the pension tax that we saw a couple of years ago. Let's get it done now so that we can have a little while to start doing some things to get voters to kind of, you know, be a little okay with it. And let's remember also in lame duck session, there's plenty of legislators who are voting right now who this is their last session. And so they're going to be more willing to vote for things that otherwise they wouldn't.
Right. We have a bunch of Republicans who are retiring. We have a bunch of Republicans who have been termed out. In the next session, there are going to be five fewer Republicans in the legislature,
exactly.
Which means that if you're dealing with an issue that has if it's going to pass, it's going to be by a tight margin, that complicates it. Right to work always presented a conundrum for Rick Snyder, and for that matter, you know, maybe some other, you know, moderate Republicans, that to actively oppose it would put him crossways with the conservative wing of his party that really dominates a Republican primary. And if he's too forceful in opposing it, then that's inviting a primary challenge from the right. But now that, you know, right to work seems to be a reality, that's going to complicate things for him, you know, post-primary season going into the general election, where the general public is not as embracing of right to work as the Republican right.
We'll have to leave it there for now. Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta, the co-hosts of It's Just Politics here on Michigan Radio. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Cindy.
Oh, my pleasure.